So, Dr. Moses, tell me about the creation of this exhibit. Where did it find its birth?
The exhibit found its birth in the American Anthropology Association, and it was in the late 90s and the early 2000s, and we were talking, I was president of the National Association at that time, about the role of anthropology in helping people understand how to solve tough social issues, because sociology has weighed in on this issue, political science, history, but there had been no anthropological voice. And we thought it was important for our voice to be there as well, because we helped to create some of the race science of the 19th century that a lot of laws were built on in the 20th century, the eugenics movement, the whole idea of intelligence and race and education. So we were a part of a legacy that we felt needed to be righted. The record needed to be set straight, given the fact that science and history and laws in this country help to work together to keep the belief about racial inferiority and racial hierarchies in place, even after the biological and the genetic information was there to show it didn't make sense. So this is a resource to understand what race is and is not in the United States, and it is geared toward teachers and students from junior high and high school. But it's had so much more resonance than that.
How does looking at race through an anthropological lens differ from looking at it from a sociological lens?
Good question. Thank you. Anthropology is a large umbrella under which there are subdisciplines. So there's a discipline of archaeology, which looks at human origins through the material record. That is what people leave behind. There's anthropology from a cultural perspective, and that is how people build traditions, learn behavior. There's anthropology from a linguistic perspective, and that is the relationship between language, how we use language, and how culture and language fit together, and how language helps to shape our identity and who we are. And then there's the fourth area, and that's biological anthropology, which looks at human origins, it looks at genetics, it looks at why our skin is different colors, it looks at ancestry, it looks at all those things that make us human in the body, in the cells, and tries to make some sense out of that.
When someone comes into this exhibit, how do you hope they better understand race as a construct?
We want them to understand that three things. One, the idea of race is a relatively new idea. That is, it started with modernization. We'd say like 1492, when Columbus went on his voyages and when Jews were expelled from Spain, right? That's a touchstone. And what happened is when the European world started meeting up with other worlds and started to characterize those other worlds vis-a-vis Europe as a touchstone. Race is about culture and not biology. But one of the things my students did was ask me, all right, you say there's no such thing as biological race, then why do we look different? So we want to explain why people look different, and that's human variation, and that is the science of human variation. And then the third thing we wanted to do in this exhibit was to show what happens when you give meaning to something like skin color. Skin color is just as meaningful in the biological sense as why you have opposable thumbs or why you have attached or detached earlobes. Those are part of human variation, but in this country, we gave meaning to that.
Dr. Moses, thanks for speaking with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime.